Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This city lives and breathes sports. WFAN is where Yankees fans argue with Mets fans and Giants fans debate Jets fans. Live, loud, and daily. The Fan, 101.9 FM and always streaming on the Odyssey, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps.
McMonagle here with you on The Fan, 888-808-1019. A crazy end to the Knick game. I guess I went to the bathroom and got a glass of water. I guess they didn't recognize that it was an offensive foul call. It was because it wasn't like a charge. It was a very, do you have that highlight? You were just telling me about it. Let me hear it again. Because the Knicks, so obviously the Knicks hold on for a 113-111 victory. And with a few seconds left, up to, obviously, 113-111, you can do math. I trust you. The Mavs go right down the field, and Williams takes it to the basket and lays it in. And is called for an offensive foul on a play where he kind of beats Shamet to the spot, gets past him and gets to the rim, but he kind of hooks his left arm around him to create separation and gets the offensive foul call. It's one that, it's a very unique looking call. It's not like Shamet stood there and took a charge. He got beat around the corner, and that ball was laid up and in. I thought the game was tied. Instead, it was a foul call. Here's the final call on Tyler Murray, MSG.
Runs the baseline to midcourt for Lively. Pass to Williams. Drives the lane. Got the layup. He scores and one.
Yeah, they didn't get it with Clyde there too, obviously, on MSG. They didn't get it at first. I thought the game, watching it here with no sound on, doing the show, I thought they tied it. But the Knicks hold on, a very unique offensive call. The Knicks got lucky to win this game. There's no doubt about it. The Mavericks are playing without their three best players, obviously. Still have Anthony Davis. I guess there's some trade rumors around Anthony Davis. The Mavericks have kind of shot that down. But he has played something like 14 of the possible 60 games he could have played for them. What a disastrous trade.
And if nobody hires Nico Harrison, who they just fired, Nobody's going to be stupid enough to trade for Anthony Davis.
I wouldn't think so. But you just, like, we talk about Brian Cashman. I heard in the afternoon talking about the Montas signing, and they traded away what could very well be right now the best player in the NBA. They don't have LeBron, and they're still, like, they're having a really nice season in LA. I was just looking at the standings before. The Lakers are,
they're 11-4, and LeBron only played in Tuesday night's game.
Yeah. So LeBron just played his first game Tuesday night. They're 11-4. I think he's averaging over 30 points a game. And they traded him away. It's unbelievable how bad that trade is and how this team has fallen apart since. So Anthony Davis has played like 14 of the 60 possible games he could have played. Kyrie Irving is dealing with a knee injury. They were lucky enough, amazingly, to get the first overall pick in Cooper Flagg. And he wasn't even in this game. The Knicks shot terribly from the floor. Even worse from three-point land. And even worse than that from the foul line. And had every opportunity, missed the last six foul shots of the game. In a game that they won by two, again, on an offensive foul call, which is a unique-looking foul call, with, you know, 0.9 seconds left on what should have been a game-tying layup. I mean, really, the Knicks were lucky to get their first road win of the season. There is no doubt about that. They were lucky to get their first road win of the year. They are now 9-5. And in third place behind the Pistons, who are 13-2, who we knew were going to be dangerous after last year's performance in the playoffs. You just sensed that they were coming. They're well coached. They're tough. They've got a great young player. And the upstart, I shouldn't say upstart, but the surprising Toronto Raptors at 10-5. Right ahead of the Cavaliers, the Hawks, Miami Heat, Chicago Bulls, and the Sixers have come back to earth after what looked like a dominant start where you thought they were going to thrust themselves right into the Eastern Conference conversation. But big win for the Knicks. Anytime you could play like that and still get a victory and get your first road win of the season, it's a positive night. 888-808-1019. So, Knick fans, you want to talk a little bit, we'll take your calls here. Also, we've been talking a lot about the football, and it is a sad state of affairs. Like, I know Fleegs is jaded at this point, and he just hates his team so much, and he's rooting for this debacle to continue and bottom out. I don't know what the end game is. I guess you just need Woody Johnson. Is that what we're hoping for, that it gets so bad Woody Johnson leaves?
A new owner.
That's a tough one.
I know, but it's like, I mean, it's they rooting. Can't win as long as he's there, so it's not even worth the time.
But, I mean, we're at the point right now where literally it was like, hey, the coach seemed kind of okay. He didn't embarrass himself in this press conference. He was open. He was honest. He didn't get mad about the leaks about the quarterback. The idea that we knew on, like, Tuesday that they were making a quarterback change, and he hasn't told, you know, or Monday, rather, and he didn't tell us till Wednesday. And he seemed okay about it. Hey, an improvement from the coach. Both of these teams, it is so bad. The football here is so bad. It's just, it's hard to take.
To accurately represent what I said and where my fandom is, yeah. I said we've lowered the bar so much for the Jets that the coach not embarrassing himself and the organization one time at a press conference is viewed as a win.
Yep. It's true. It's kind of viewed as a win. You left that press conference feeling good about him. And plus, it's the right decision, too. He also made the right decision with the quarterback. That helps. That helps. And we'll see. Maybe no Lamar Jackson. He didn't practice on Wednesday. Could they beat a Baltimore team without Lamar Jackson? I don't. Probably not. No. Still probably not. I don't think the Giants have much of a chance to win either this week. So, although I do think the Giants can keep it close, and I do want Jackson Dart in the game. I don't care if he's healthy and the doctors clear him. He needs to play. He needs to play. The idea that we know for certain what Jackson Dart is because it's been 6 weeks, I want to see him play. I want to see him, like, every single snap of a rookie quarterback's process is invaluable to him becoming what the Giants need him to become. He needs to get out there. He needs to see a defense like the Lions. He needs to go up against one of the better teams in the NFC. He needs to go do these things. He needs to go figure out how to play on the road. Like, these are all valuable things. This is all part of the process that he is going to need. He is not Patrick Mahomes already. He is not a surefire, you start a game with a good team, Jackson Dart will go win the game for you. Like, this is a process.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Eli Manning had a bunch of games, a bunch of losing down the stretch of the season before he had his first win against Dallas at the end of the year. And then year two was a huge leap, and they made the playoffs. It was one of the worst playoff games they've ever played against Carolina that year. But like it's important to keep this thing going. And the idea that he needs to be put in bubble wrap, and I just find it funny that Giant fans are all over me for getting on Cam Scataboo, for putting himself at risk after major surgery 3 weeks ago, and standing in a crowd of guys and pushing and shoving professional wrestlers. Oh my God, get a life, you weirdo, you dork. I got called a dork. A guy called me a dork on social media, and he's not even in the group chat. That's typically where the insults come. But I got called a dork because of my opinion on Cam Scataboo. But those same fans will then turn around and go, oh, you can't play Jackson Dart. Like, so you can go and shove people in a crowd at a wrestling event, but you can't play football? I don't think that makes any sense. Off of, you know, literally having his ankle and foot detached from the rest of his leg, as opposed to a concussion, which, again, I'm not belittling concussions. They're scary. You get one, you're more susceptible to get more. I get it, but he's got to go play. If he's healthy, go play. 888-808-1019. Ryan in Kent, Connecticut. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, what's up, C-Mac?
What's up, buddy?
I just wanted to talk about your opinion on Josh Hart. I mean, tonight, I'm pretty sure he had the second most points tied with Mikal Bridges and a double-double. I mean, is Mike Brown, like, treating him as, like, the dessert after the main course? Because I think while OG's hurt, like, shouldn't we have him in the starting five?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about this.
What's your opinion, man?
Yeah, I was thinking about this. I think they just like him off the bench, and they want him to define that role because he has been a starter for this team. I think he's a little uncomfortable, and he's talked about his unhappiness, and not overwhelming unhappiness, but you know, his unhappiness a little bit that he's on the bench and that this has been a new role for him. And I just don't think they want to mess with that. I don't think they want to, you know, depending on injuries, have him in the starting role. Have him off, I think they want him getting as used to as possible coming off the bench. But let's not make it seem like, you know, he played 30 minutes in this game. He's averaging, you know, he's still, you know, Brunson, Bridges, and Towns are the only guys who played more than him. Like, he still played more than Shamet. He's played 30 minutes. He's averaging a lot of minutes. He's been pretty good. After the first couple games where the nerve injury or the nerve damage or whatever was really hampering his shot-making ability, he's been better. He was 3-for-4 from three-point land in this game, by far the most efficient three-point shooter on the team last night. I think that he's playing really well. I think he does everything for them. He had a triple-double the other day. In this game, he scores 16, 10 rebounds, 5 assists in 30 minutes. And he's a +8 in the game. So I just think that they don't want to mess with it. I was wondering that, too. I was thinking, you know, they're throwing Landry Shamet out there in the starting lineup. Yes, this game, they played Mitchell Robinson. They've kind of also thrown, obviously, Deuce in the starting lineup a lot since they were missing both Brunson and OG Anunoby. And you saw a different, like, rotation in this game. Like, Yabusele played 17 minutes in this game. He pretty much didn't play the last couple of games. And they even had, like, a big lineup. I think at one point, you even saw Yabusele, Robinson, and Towns all on the floor at the same time. So, like, Brown was really messing with the rotations. He was out there, you know, concocting. He was out there with the test tubes trying a bunch of different things. He was the scientist last night playing a bunch of different lineups. And again, guys who typically haven't played that much. And again, Yabusele hasn't played that much, 17 minutes in this game. You saw Mitchell Robinson's numbers bumped up a little bit, 22 minutes. He's been averaging somewhere between 14 and 18 minutes a game. And he bumps up to 22. And, you know, he's a minus 12 in this game. But I still love when Mitchell Robinson's on the floor, man. His ability to get offensive rebounds, his ability to impact the game, defend the rim. And it's so frustrating, too, because there's a sequence in this game. He has got to shoot the foul shot better than this. I don't understand. And watching the foul shots, and I was driving in during a point, too, and they were talking about this on the radio. I don't know why it's such a line drive. Someone has to explain to me why, like, I know big men, their hands on the ball. You know, Shaq had an issue with it. He's not the only big man to not be able to shoot the free throw. But I don't know why he can't get an arc. It makes it so difficult. You have to be perfect with it if you're going to shoot these line drives. I don't know why he's unable to shoot a little bit more of an arcing foul shot. But in this game last night, perfect example, right? So they're up 3 points with, I don't know, 10 seconds left. I forget exactly what it was. Might have been a little more than that. But they're up 3 points. Dallas is at the free throw line. You assume that they're going to try and hit the first, miss the second, and get another possession up, only down two. Right? So you want Mitchell Robinson out there because you want that rebound. You don't want to allow, you're assuming they're going to miss the second free throw, and you assume they're going to try and get another possession out of it. So you want Mitch in there to get the rebound. But the problem is, if Mitch gets the rebound and is immediately fouled, he can't hit a foul shot. It is the easiest of, like, it's the easy, they get the ball right back, no time off the clock, and at best, they're going to be in the same position because he's not going to hit both. Like, at worst, they'll be down three again. Like, his inability to hit a foul shot, I mean, and there's a myriad of different reasons why at the end of the game, and at times we saw the hack of Mitch in the playoffs, so it's not just this one scenario, but it played itself out in another scenario last night where you want him in the game to secure a rebound off of what you assume is going to be an intentionally missed free throw. But if he gets that rebound, he's immediately fouled. No time off the clock, and the Knicks would, and he missed both foul shots in his last attempt, and they would come right down the floor, only down two. Like, he is a liability at the end of these games, and he's so important for rebounding. He's so important for rim protection. But, and again, I know this is the same old song and dance. I'm not breaking news, but it is just so frustrating knowing he is so bad at the free throw line. And knowing that he's a liability when you need rebounds, you need defense, and he's out there. And if he touches the ball, you feel like you're screwed. Frustrating. He's got to figure out a way to be just a little bit better, and I don't know why he can't get a little bit of an arc. I don't know why he's throwing these bullets out there. Kenny and Tuck Driver.
How you doing,
What's
Chris?
Going on, buddy? How are you?
I'm all right. So check it out. I gotta disagree with you about starting Jackson Dart if he's able to play.
Okay.
There's no real reason to start him. I would sit him one more game. You know, we still got 8 games left to accomplish what you want to accomplish with him. But to start him, you know, just coming off that concussion, I don't think that's a smart move right now. Give him another week and then let him in.
But why?
Why take a chance of putting him in?
Why take a chance in 2 weeks? I mean, if the doctors tell you there's no difference, like, you make it sound like, you know, oh, another week, he'll have another week of healing. Like, that's not necessarily how concussions work. Like, the doctors tell you he's made it through all the things, he's got no symptoms, he's passed all the tests, he's ready to go. If I said to the doctor, is he more ready to go in 2 weeks? Like, he's ready to go, he's not ready to go. Like, there is no... It's not like a thing where he gets better as the weeks go on. You know what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying there. Okay, but until he gets to the point where he learns how to protect himself, I don't think he should be in there.
How will you know when he gets to that point if you don't play him?
Right, they got to get him in. There is no
simulating that. There is no simulating the idea. At practice, he'll get down. It's practice. You can't simulate. He wears a red jersey in practice. You can't hit him. You can't simulate that. I'm out there trying to win a football game against the Lions, against the Eagles, against the Bills, against, you know, the Commanders. Like, you can't put him out there and say, okay, Jackson, it's 3rd and 7. We're going to call a designed, you know, sweep to the left. Now get that 7 yards and step out of bounds. Like, yeah, at practice, it's easy. He's got to learn this while playing. Because he could do it all week long in practice, and then when he sees that first down line in a big game in the NFL with the juices flowing, he's going to do what he's going to do. There's only one way to know if Jackson Dart's figured it out. He's got to go do it in an in-game situation. That's it. You've got to teach him. He's got to learn. And the only way, like, oh, well, you can't put him out there until he learns. There's no way to know he learns without putting him out there. There's no amount in practice. There's no amounts of, yes, I understand. There's no amounts of, oh, look, I did it at practice when I knew I wasn't going to get hit anyway. And whether I got the first down or not was meaningless. Like, you can't simulate the intensity of an NFL live football game. You can't. Practice, you can build chemistry. Practice, you can know where the wide receiver is going to go and have a feeling for reading the same things. And, like, that's what practice is for. But you can't go out there and practice how you're going to handle going after that first down. Can't. You can't. There's no, and again, if the doctor tells me, and I'm not an expert, I don't know how concussions work, but my understanding is once you're good, you're good. I don't think you continue to get better. Another week doesn't make him safer, and if it does, then I'm open to the discussion, but I don't think that's the case. He's either ready to go or he's not. Matt in Manhattan. What's up, Matt?
Hey. Now, you know, I agree with you in principle about Jackson Dart, but look, I just have to say, I've called you over the years about second. I've been a supporter of second half tanking. I mean, really, just not so much actual tanking, but just losing for draft picks. And I just feel like, look, I want Jackson Dart to play, but considering that it's the Lions, considering there's a bye after that, why not just bring him back after the bye? He's going to get the rest of the games. We can root for him to win those games.
I don't think they have the bye. It's not. I think they play the Patriots, then the bye, so it'd be 2 weeks.
All right. Okay, well, I would still... The more games that he doesn't play against good teams, I don't really have a problem with. I have become very enticed by the idea of the Giants being in a position to trade back and have multiple number one draft picks. And I also, maybe I'm delusional, but I feel like with this team, the team we're watching now is not the real Giants. The real Giants are going to have a new regime next year. They're going to have all their good players back. I agree, fully agree, Jack Darden playing, needs to get over his rookie season, needs to make his mistakes, etc. But I don't think that either sitting now or losing later is going to be that detrimental simply because of all the major changes that are happening. Before I go, I wanted to ask you a quick question about the offensive line because you mentioned how much better they were playing, and I agree. They've got two guys on that line who at the beginning of the year, nobody would have cared if they walked in free agency, but they are free agents. I'm just wondering what your take is on re-signing those two guys.
Which two guys are we talking about again in free agency? I don't think...
I can't pronounce the name of one of them. The other one's center. Schmidt.
Yeah. I think as Keith says, John Jacob Jingleheimer Schmidt. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yeah. He has been an underwhelming player for the first couple years of his career. He was playing well. He got injured. He's come back. He's played well again. It's been good as a unit. I would be interested in retaining all of their free agent. I would be open to it because I feel like they're just gelling. And it's not always about the best player with the offensive line, because when the Giants had the best offensive line, it wasn't necessary. Chris Snee was really the only all-pro level offensive lineman on the team. Like, that was it. Chris Snee was the really incredibly talented guard, you know, all-pro, Pro Bowl, really great offensive lineman. The rest of them were just good, like really good. Like, Sean O'Hara was really good. I don't want to say they weren't good, but it was more, you know, Richburg and those guys, it was about playing together. Kareem McKenzie had a career where he was overall really good, but again, Chris Snee was the cream of the crop of that group, and they just played great together. It wasn't the greatest five offensive linemen. It was just guys who gelled. They knew what the other guy was going to do. They were a great unit, and that's very important with offensive line play. So I would be open to keeping the unit together while still going out there and impacting the offensive line with draft picks or more free agent signings. Like, I want to really solidify that offensive line for Jackson Dart. So I'd have to get into it. I'm not opposed to keeping or releasing any of those guys as long as I continue to get better. You'd have to tell me how the offensive line gets better without retaining them. But yeah, I'd be open to bringing back all of them because they're starting to gel together, and I think that's important. As far as I don't agree. I hear what you're saying. Like, I think, and as far as the tanking situation, which, let's be clear, we all know what we mean by tanking. I want to be clear on this. I am not suggesting they lose on purpose. There is no losing on purpose. There's only one way to play the game when you're out there on the field, and that's to play it the best of your ability. And coaching it, same thing. They're going to coach to win. Now, could you make decisions like giving Jackson Dart extra time off because you want to lose the football game? You could, right? Could you make decisions on guys who are somewhat, who could be ready to play, but you don't because they're a little banged up, and if this were a playoff game, they'd go, but because you'd rather lose the football game? I suppose, but for the most part, when we say tanking, it means to me, unfortunately, our team sucks so bad that they've put us in a position where losing is what's in the best interest of the team. So I will be rooting for them to continue what they've been doing. Continue losing now. You've lost enough, you bums, that you've put us in a position where now it's the best thing to do, so keep doing it. Don't get frisky now and start winning football games. Continue to lose. So that's all I mean by tanking. It's a word that doesn't really make much sense. It's more about just the fact you have sucked all year. Don't you dare start changing now when it doesn't impact anything and all it does is hurt the team. But when you have the young quarterback, I don't feel the same. One, I don't value the top picks as much because they typically go quarterbacks. And two, even more than that, I do believe you can build with a young quarterback. I do think there is something worthy of going out and playing well and winning football games and having him have W's next to his name and belief from his offensive line, belief from his team, belief that he's the leader and the face of the franchise. Like, I think Jackson Dart going out there, like, I can tell you the truth, going out and beating the Lions on the road would mean something to me with Jackson Dart. If Jameis Winston did it, I'd be like, what the hell are we doing? Can you show up, Detroit? Honestly, that's how I would feel. If Jameis Winston started on Sunday and went out and beat the Lions, I would be cursing Dan Campbell. I'd be cursing the Lions. I'd be like, you sons, how could you not show up to this game against the Giants and allow them to win this game and hurt their draft stock? But if Jackson Dart goes out there and beats the Lions on the road, our young quarterback knows how to win on the road in the NFL against one of the best teams in the NFC, coming off an embarrassing loss. Coming off a tough game. Angry. Like, that's what I would, like, that's a good win. That's a good win. That's what I'd be looking for. That's why I think it's important. And I want them to play. I want him to play. I want him to learn. I want him to play. And as long as the doctors tell me he's safe, and as long as the doctors tell me he's cleared, I don't sense why you'd want it. Oh, against the Lions. Oh, against the Patriots. Let him go play against bad teams. He can't get hurt against bad teams. Maybe bad teams are less caring about getting 15-yard penalties. Maybe bad teams are less buttoned up and hit guys out of bounds and hit guys while sliding and do dumb things, and that's why they're bad. I don't think he's any safer or more like, oh, that ferocious Lions defense. Like, they're good because they're good. They're not good because they absolutely, you know, annihilate people and they're going to cream them. And they're like, yeah, maybe they'll have more sacks. Hey, you know, Aiden Hutchinson is an excellent edge rusher. And he might have more sacks, whatever, but he's got to learn how to protect himself. This is all part of it, man. This is all part of it. He's got to go out there and play. If the doctors tell me he's ready, that's it. If the doctors tell me, yeah, he's ready to go, but he's 75%, next week he'll be 100, okay, easy decision. I'll wait till next year week when he's 100. 100%, without doubt. But I don't think that's how concussions work. I don't think you get better the longer you go. You're either still in the protocol, you're still dealing with it, or you're not. If he's good to go, he plays. Without question.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Tell Siri to dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
All right, 138. McMonagle here with you on the fan. I just don't understand why anyone wouldn't want to play dart. I don't get it. If he's had, I know concussions are no joke. I was just reading the chat. Concussions are no joke. Someone hit his head on a pole. I hear you. Concussions are scary. But he's not the first. He's not the only player to have a concussion. Justin Fields had one. I don't remember this conversation. I really don't. I don't remember the conversation around Justin Fields when he missed a game for a concussion. And if your point is, well, he's not the future of the team, well, okay, so his health doesn't count? Like throw him to the wolves. Who gives a damn about Justin Fields? He's not the future. Like, it's either not safe or it's safe. It's one or the other. It doesn't matter whether or not you're the future of the team or not. It's whether or not it's safe for the player. If it's safe, it's safe. If it's not, it's not. If the doctors tell him he's safe, he should play. It's important for him to play. He's a rookie quarterback. He's got to play. Go let him go take on the Lions. This is a good learning experience for him. Let him go take on the Patriots. Good learning experience for him. He's going to have to beat those teams next year. Giants want to go where they want to go. You're going to have to find a way to beat the Lions. You're going to have to beat teams like the Patriots. You're going to have to go play teams like that. Let him go learn. And again, I think the offensive line is playing to a level where I'm not overly concerned about his health. They made the smart decision not to play him the first 3 weeks of the season because Andrew Thomas wasn't there. And when they named him QB2 at the start of the year, I fully believe that Brian Daboll wanted to play him from the jump. But he was like, I can't do it without Andrew Thomas. I can't play him. And this offensive line's coming together. I have no problem throwing him out there. He absolutely should play. Trey in Fairlawn. What's up, Trey?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. Hey, I'm in 100% agreement with you. You guys, the Giants, I'm not a Giants fan, but I root for New York sports teams. Mm-hmm. You guys have hit the lottery with Jackson Dart. You found the quarterback, and as a rookie, who can go out there, seize the whole field, can handle himself, and can win games. And your job is done. And you know what's the best thing about him? He's cheap. You got him cheap for a rookie contract. You can build a team around him. You can be the Legion of Boom with a cheap Russell Wilson and pay everybody else and have a monster team, make it to the Super Bowl. Eventually you pay him, the team falls apart. But, you know, you have a great situation right now. Yeah. And you got to play him because you know how you get better at playing football? Playing football.
I totally agree. That is the best response. That's the best response. He needs to get better. He still needs to grow. He still needs to get better. There's only one way to get better. Play football. There's only one way of getting better at playing football is playing football. 100%. And I want him to get better. I want him to continue to grow. That's why I wanted to keep the coach that we all thought was lousy. He was losing all these games, but I wanted to keep the coach because I want the quarterback to play. That's how much I put stock into the quarterback continuing to grow. It's the most important thing for this Giant team by a mile. Yeah, having him out there and healthy too, absolutely. If the doctors tell me it's a risk, then I'm not taking it. But if it's like, yeah, it's a risk, no more than it will be next week or the week after that or the week after that or any week for the rest of his career, then What am I doing? Mark in Yonkers. What's up, Mark?
Chris.
Mark.
Listen, I don't really get to, I listen to you every night, but I really don't get to call in too much because I drive Uber and I get too busy, but sure.
Well, thank you for taking a few minutes. I appreciate it.
Chris, I love you. I think you're a rising star in this business, you know, and I listen to you from beginning to end.
Thank you.
And
the next time I get an Uber, I'm going to look for Mark in Yonkers.
I'm in Westchester, so I'm sitting in there waiting for a call, about to fall asleep because he's so dead. But anyway, Giants fans could be proud of two things. We got the two best records ever in football. One, we invented the Gatorade bath.
Okay.
And two, we never lost a championship game, NFC championship.
Never lost an NFC championship game. Okay.
I believe we're the only NFL team that has never lost a conference championship game. 5-0.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I'm trying to think back. I can't think of a championship game they lost to.
Am I right? Yeah, 5-0.
I'd have to look. I mean, they've been to five Super Bowls, so they've won at least five of them. I'm trying to think lost one.
We lost to Baltimore in the Super Bowl.
No. I know we've lost. I know they've lost Super Bowl. I know they lost the Super Bowl. I'm saying the championship game. I know they went to five Super Bowls.
5-0. 4-1 in Super Bowls and 5-0 in NFC championship games.
All right, so I got to double check that, but I think you're right. I can't think of it. It's certainly not in my lifetime. In my lifetime, they're undefeated in the championship game. That is true.
And I got a question for you, and don't tell me if I'm crazy or not. If the Yankees ever got rid of Aaron Boone, I believe the best replacement, now don't laugh at me, would be Ozzie Guillen. No?
I'm trying not to laugh. You've asked me not to laugh, and you've shown me nothing but respect, and I don't want to be that guy. But no, I do not think Ozzie Guillen would be the right manager for the New York Yankees. I don't think Ozzie Guillen would be the right manager for anybody anymore, to be honest with you. But what's your other point though? Let's not focus on that one. What's your other point?
That I would never root for my team to lose ever, no matter what.
Yeah.
And Jack Swart, if he's healthy, he has to be playing because I truly believe we have our quarterback of the future.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. The never losing part, like I just. And Ozzie Guillen, I mean, I think that's been a failed I know we won a championship. It's been a long time. I know what your thought process is, right? You want the dramatic different shift. You want the player's coach to the guy who screams and yells and goes absolutely crazy. I think that ship has sailed on Ozzie Guillen. As far as always rooting for your team to win, I think that's just, it's short-sighted. It's not seeing the forest through the trees. I don't want, my goal as a fan isn't necessarily what's best on Sunday. My goal as a fan is what's best for the franchise. And I'm all about, and I've been meaning to do this, maybe today's the day to do it, actually. If you want to change the rules on how the draft is done, I'll be the first to sign. Like, if you want to change it from the worst record gets the best picks, I'm in. Right? Whether it's a lottery or I've heard of a system where there's a point system, which makes a hell of a lot of sense to me. Now, I forget, I think there's like a women's league and something that does this. I forget what it was, but someone tipped me off to this years ago. Where you have a points lead. Where, for example, as soon as you get either eliminated from the playoffs or you win, you lose, in this case, your ninth game where you cannot be over 500. The second you're either eliminated for the playoffs or you lose your ninth game, you start accruing points based on wins and point differential. So it incentivizes you to win games down the stretch because you get points for wins. And it benefits the lesser teams because they have more opportunities to get points because they would be the team's quickest to the nine losses. So as soon as you get that nine loss or you're eliminated from the playoffs, from that game, from that next week on, you have the ability to accrue points via winning and keeping games close. And then at the end of the season, whoever has the most points has the first pick, second most points, second pick. So you benefit from winning, and it still helps the lesser teams because they're going to have more opportunities to gain points. I think that I'm in. That makes a lot of sense to me. Once you hit a certain number of losses, boom. If I start winning from that point on, I get points towards the first pick. Now I'm motivated to win football games. Now there's a reason to go play and win football games, and that will help me get the first pick overall. And I know that the lesser teams, the better teams who get eliminated later, they'll probably still play well and possibly win some games, and they have an opportunity to get the first pick as well. So it incentivizes winning down the stretch. I'm all in. Sign me up. There's a petition. I'm in. But that's not the way it currently is. The way it currently is that the worst record gets the best points. I mean, I guess the best draft pick, rather. That's it. At right now, for the most part, unless you have a Jackson Dart, because I don't believe right now, look at the Giants, for example, right? Let's just look at the Giants for right now. If what you guys want and Jackson Dart doesn't play the rest of the season, right? Let's just say that, for example, you know, he's had the concussion, they determine it not worthy of playing him. It's not worth the risk. You got Jameis Winston, who will not be the starting quarterback next year. You've got a head coach in Kafka, who most likely, almost certainly, will not be the head coach next year. Shane Bowen will not be the defensive coordinator next year. Hell, Joe Shane might not be the general manager next year. What are you building? Like, what does the third win on the 12th week of the season do for you? What does that do for you? It does nothing for you. It makes you happy at 4 o'clock on Sunday for 10 minutes before you realize, geez, we only have 3 wins. Like, what does it actually do? It does nothing. They're better off losing the Jets right now. Tyrod Taylor is not going to be their starting quarterback, right? We don't know if Breece Hall is going to be their running back. We don't know if any of these players, they have so many draft picks, who knows what's going to happen. What are they going to build on? What are the Jets building on? They're not building anything. When Jackson Dart's in the game, you're building on with your young quarterback. You're building with him. You're creating confidence in him, skill sets in him, a belief in him. I do believe that's something. I don't think, without the young quarterback, I don't think it's anything. So I don't look at it as in, hey, I'm sitting down watching a game, my team's on the game. Plain and simple, I'm watching my team. I want my team to win. They're my team. That's how I feel. I don't go that route. I say to myself, okay, this season is dead. It doesn't matter what happens anymore. The season's over. They suck. It's been determined. It's written in stone. They're awful. They're 2-9. It's over. This year's team sucks. They could win every game the rest of the year. They suck. So how do I help them to not suck next year? That's where my mind goes. What's the best thing so that I don't have to feel this way week 12 next year like I did last year and the year before? What's the best way to prevent this crap from happening again? And I don't believe it's winning a game with a quarterback who won't be my quarterback and a coach who won't be my coach. So I think it's pretty easy. It's pretty straightforward. Change the rules. Institute a lottery. Institute this point system I'm talking about. Do something different. Have a freaking tournament midseason. Declare games more important like the dopey NBA. I don't care what you do. If there's a reason to win that will impact them getting better, I'm in. I'm in. But as presently constituted, it's better to lose. Eddie in Rockland. What's up, Eddie?
Hey, buddy. You know, I heard what you said. But first of all, let's get on the Shane thing, because I didn't know once Dable was out, you were going to, you know, try to push the Shane out of New York. But
I'm forever changing and adapting, and I zig when
right.
people
I'm
say.
Right, I'm trying to keep up with you.
Well, that's not true. I've always wanted to change. I've considered them. I've talked about this with you. But, I made it very. It's very clear. I viewed them as together, and I don't think it's.
Okay,
I don't think.
Okay.
So the minute Brian Dable went, then he should have went. That's what that's.
Okay.
I don't think he's done a good enough job like the only thing keeping either of them here with how the quarterback was playing, and I think he was more instrumental in drafting the quarterback than the GM was, and I think he was more instrumental in getting the quarterback to play well than he was. So once he's gone, why do I want Shane to hinder the ability to hire a good head coach?
Right. Now, you saw Dable in the draft room. He wanted he had some say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that puts more Shane's job ends. He does don't know coaching. You know, when Carter's falling asleep in the meeting room, that's not Shane's fault.
He's not a part of
Dable's,
building the culture.
Dable's fault.
100% it's Dable's. 100% it's Dable's fault. But it's not Jane. It's not just
right.
Shane's
and
fault.
And as far as Jackson, and obviously he didn't yell enough. He's supposed to be a screamer. He didn't scream loud enough to wake him up.
Mm-hmm.
But and as far as Jackson Dart, how many more let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
How many more concussions before you shut him down for the year? Because you're not talking about a normal injury here. When concussions get rolling, okay, they need a lot longer to heal, okay? There's no reason. I wouldn't play him. I would bring him back until after the bye. And if he had one more concussion, I'm shutting him down for the year. Asking you a question. How many more concussions before you shut him down for the year, Chris?
Okay, but we're making it sound like he's had
several.
How
many more, Chris?
I don't know. How many more before you shut him down for his career?
That's the point. That's why he needs to rest.
Why?
Because you said the wins don't matter.
Yeah, but okay, you're
a doctor.
Eddie, I've never asked you this. What do you do? What do you do for a living, Eddie?
If the wins don't matter, shut him down for the year.
Eddie, are you a doctor?
Chris, I've had concussions before.
Pretty simple. Are you a doctor?
Chris, I've had concussions before.
Eddie, are you a doctor?
The more rest you get, the better off it is,
brother. If the doctor clears him, he's cleared. That's it. If the doctor clears him, he's cleared. How many more concussions? I don't know. Next year, same thing. What about Tua? They continue to play him? Nobody said this. Nobody said this. When Justin Fields had a concussion, nobody said this. How many other players have had concussions and come back? When Neighbors had a concussion last year, nobody said shut him down for the year. The season doesn't matter. Unfortunately, concussions happen all the time in the NFL. And I'm not belittling it, and I'm not saying it's not impactful, and I'm not saying it's not scary, and I'm not saying they shouldn't take care of it. What I'm saying is if he's cleared by the doctors, then he should play. They have gone a long way into clearing these things. How many more concussions? Like I'm out there, you know, purposely, you know, ramming him into with his head to open doors or something. Like he's out there playing football. He could have a concussion this week, next week, after the bye, next season. What makes him more likely to get a concussion this week? If the doctors tell me he is, then yeah, all right. Then I'm open to not playing him. But there's protocols. They've learned a lot about this stuff. And unless you're ready to shut him down for his career because he had a concussion, then I don't know what we're talking about. 888-808-1019. He's either cleared or he's not. If he's cleared, he plays. If he's cleared, he plays. And the wins don't matter unless he's playing. Like, I don't know how many times I got to say it. Eddie, you listen to the show religiously. You call me every freaking night. You don't listen. Is this thing on? McFly! With the quarterback... It's impactful. It's about winning with Jackson Dart. I've acknowledged that. He changes my opinion on tanking. The young quarterback changes my opinion on tanking. When the Jets draft a quarterback this year, I will change my tune on tanking with the Jets. That's how it works. Justin Field concussion, no one cares. Neighbors concussion, no one cares. Jackson Dart concussion, no, don't play him! I just spit everywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.